last week I was back in my office and I did this weekly video, and people were like, it's so boring now. It's like you're not in Europe or on a plane or doing something interesting, which, by the way, was bloody hard work. And that's the reason why I can now be here doing this. So anyway, this week I thought I'll come somewhere that I do come a lot because I really like the spot. It's just, as you can hear, it's kind of like nothing. Actually, hopefully you can hear nothing. I'm trying to get out of the wind. There's like this massive sand dune just going up here, and I'm on the leeward side. But I thought, look, I'll come here and do my thing. If people like me going to interesting places, I'll do it. If they think it's a bit pointless, I'll stop doing it. Let me know. So a bunch of stuff has happened this week. I've had a really busy week. Many of you would have seen the Red Cross situation last week on Friday my time. I spoke about that in my last video. It was a very interesting situation. It died down amazingly quickly. And I think a lot of that is because of the way they handled it. They handled it in a very ethical, responsible way. And later on, I'll write something up about that, because I think there's a bit of a lesson to be learned there in terms of how you can minimize the damage while still being ethical and open and transparent and all these sorts of things. So that one was good. There's actually another situation very similar to that in many ways, which I suspect will come to light later in the day on Friday UK time. So I'll probably be writing about that possibly my Saturday and talking about it next week when I do my weekly update. But let's just say that people publishing databases to the web seems to be a common thing. We'll come back to that. So things I did actually cover off this week: Apple and their mobile devices and their pins. And look, I love the Apple devices. I'm recording this on an iPhone. I'm looking at my iPad. I would normally have an Apple Watch, but I've got the one that isn't waterproof, so it is not with me today. I love what they do, and they've done some really good security stuff. I mean, we know how resilient the iPhones, for example, have been to the likes of the FBI trying to get into their things, which is fantastic. But what riled me up this week is I took this phone that I'm looking at the moment into the store because it's got a crackly speaker, the one that you sort of listen to your ear with. And they listened to it and they said, yeah, it does have a crackly speaker. Let us just take it out the back and we'll have a look at it for you. And I went, okay, fine, I'll just lock the phone and then you can look at the hardware, which has got the problem. And they're like, nah, you got to give it to us unlocked. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to give it to you unlocked. And we went backwards and forwards. Yes, you should. No, I'm not going to. And I eventually said to the guy, look, do people really do this? Do they give you their phones unlocked so that you can take them into the back room? Because you know there have been cases of Apple employees accessing private photos and doing things like that. And the guy's like, yeah, we know about that. So look, I wrote a piece earlier on in the week about how bad that is in terms of setting a security example. Now, I could wipe the phone and give it to them, and ultimately that's what I'll do when I upgrade it to an iPhone 7. But the premise of educating people who come into an Apple store very often to try and learn how things work, the premise of educating them and saying, hey, we would like you to actually unlock this device, give it to a stranger while we take it into the back room, is just really bad news. So that was Apple. While I'm here, there's a bunch, I don't know what these things are, but they keep rolling past. Look, so long as they're not snakes, I'm okay. Anything else can pretty much go past. So that was that. Another thing that I did this week was publish some info about putting a Creative Commons with attribution license on Have I Been Pwned. And I'll give you a bit more of a backstory with this. I was finding on multiple occasions, I'd be looking at a website that does a similar thing to Have I Been Pwned, sometimes just stumbled across it by pure accident. And I'd go, wow, that looks an awful lot like Have I Been Pwned, at least the data, even to the point of the descriptions of the incidents being the descriptions that I'd handwritten, and the counts of the results found on data breaches being exactly right. I mean, you don't accidentally end up with, say, 7,325,116 based on their regex and based on my regex, and they're identical. That's just not the way it works. And I actually found, when I was searching through some of these services, I could search for agood@gmail.com and I'd see that exact search appear in my logs. So clearly these were shims on top of Have I Been Pwned. Now, I don't have too much of a problem with people using it in the way that sort of expands the system and gets more exposure to more people so that they can do good things with it. What particularly gets me in some of these cases is that they're commercial. So I've put all this work into building something which I want to give to people for free so that they can use it to do good things. And then someone says, hey, let's go and take several years of Troy's work and we'll make some money out of it to the detriment of the individuals that are paying. So I've updated my terms of use for the API. It's Creative Commons with Attribution, which means you can still do all that stuff. You can still charge money for it, but you've got to let people know where the data comes from. And hopefully people will look at it and say, well, is this service actually the one I want to give money to? Or should I go and get it for free over there? I've spoken to some people about that, and I've had one organization very apologetically stop doing it. And others, if they don't stop doing it, well, we've got other options available. But I would really like people just to play nice with it and sort of use it to the betterment of the community. That was that one. Another one this week is Octopus. Now, this is not a security thing. And I wrote a blog about it during the week explaining how I had created an Octopus Deploy Pluralsight course with a mate of mine, Damien Brady. Now, before my life being independent and being predominantly security orientated, I did a lot of app development. I was looking after a huge amount of app development for a while there. And I did a lot of work around things like Team City and automated deployments. And in fact, one of the most popular series I've written on my blog post was You're Deploying It Wrong. And it was a guide to using Team City to automate, build and deploy. So recently I had the opportunity to do a play-by-play course with Pluralsight. I've done a heap of these. This is where someone sits down just there and I'm here and we look at each other and we talk on video and we get screen recordings as well. So they're very informal, very easy to watch. Normally about an hour, this one's 58 minutes. So they're really good courses to kind of sit down over lunch or on the train on the way to work and absorb some info. So go and check that one out. That video with Damo and I is now up on Pluralsight and it's available as part of any Pluralsight subscription. So that one's good. The one that I was most looking forward to doing this week, and I finally got out last night, was the blog post about my Ubiquiti bits, my Ubiquiti network. And I alluded to this last week in the video. I showed you a little bit of some of the gear in the house. I've finally written it all up. It's fairly extensive, about a 4,000 odd word blog post. Airplane. And it goes into detail about how I chose the bits that I decided to buy, how they're all put together, loads of screen grabs of what the administration portal looks like as well. Because this is where a lot of the sexiness of this whole thing is. You've got this beautiful portal that allows you to look at all of the comings and goings of traffic from different devices. It does deep packet inspection. So you can see, for example, which devices are being really active on Dropbox versus which devices are downloading a lot from Netflix. So I can go in there and say, hey, the kids are pulling a lot of data down from YouTube. My wife is watching Netflix on the Apple TV and my Lenovo P50 is doing a lot of Dropbox syncing. I've found some interesting things as a result of that. In fact, when I first installed it, I got up one morning and I'm looking at my PC and going, why did my PC send like 5 gigabytes of data last night? And I've never been able to see this before, not on the old Linksys gear. And I got really worried because I'm like, who is in my PC sucking stuff out of there? And then the penny dropped that I do have a crash plan for backups. And that runs every night out of normal operating hours for me. And that was what had sent the data. But I think the thing that struck me is that normally I've got no visibility to that. So go and have a read of the blog post. I have had a few people get upset with me since then, not because of the content, but because they now have to explain to their significant others why they've just spent a whole bunch of money on network bits to replace things that they already had. Because when you see this, you will want to buy it, and it's really awesome. I've also listed exactly what I bought, how much I paid, where you can get it from. So that'll give everyone a bit of a sense of what I thought it was worth to finally fix my dodgy network. Other things, final bits. Blog post, or rather blog itself, is sponsored by Securi again this week. Jet ski, boat. So long as it's not a snake, I'm okay. So Securi is sponsoring the blog again this week. They do a bunch of neat website security bits and pieces. They are helping me keep the ads off. I've not had a single ad since I first launched the sponsorship, which is really good news. So go check them out. Their support is really appreciated. And final thing, and this seems like an absolute world away from where I am at the moment, because it absolutely is that I am going to be back in London in January. I'm going to be at NDC. I'm going to do a two-day workshop there as part of the NDC conference. I will also be in Belgium the week after doing a conference. I'll link through to all these. And I'm going to be in Denmark again the week after doing a conference actually doing workshops, doing public workshops again, and doing a few other private talks. So I'll link through to all those. If anyone wants to sort of come and catch me there, I'll give you them. That is going to be a very different weekly update when I do those to what you see here. Now, just for those who want to sort of see where this beautiful spot is, I'm going to pick the phone up and then you'll sort of see the beauty of the place, and you'll also get the wind and everything else that goes with it. But hey, it's a great spot. It's one of my favorite little spots here once we go up the sand dune. That's all. Thanks for watching.